Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 12, we were talking about Samuel as he rebuked the Israelites for demanding a king. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
He said, okay, now you put the people of God in remembrance. In 2 Peter chapter 1, as Peter's writing those people, he says, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as the Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my departure. After my departure and after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. Wow. Even after he would die, these things need to be in remembrance. And Peter tells him three times there, even after I'm dead, you need to remember these doctrines, and you need to remember how they're important. You need to remember what God has done for you. You need to remember this about staying true. And oh boy, he pushed that through. So don't get upset when a preacher preaches something he's already preached on sometime before. Sometimes it's good to come back and hear again because we need to be reminded. We even do the Lord's Supper in remembrance of him. So praise God if you've heard it before from the pulpit in your church. If it's right, praise God for it. Now in verses 12 through 15, we see Samuel's warning now that they've got that fortune they've asked. They've been asking for a king. They've asked for a king, so Samuel said, okay, you got it. So we read there, and when he saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, he said unto me, nay, but a king shall reign over us, when the Lord your God was your king. Now therefore, behold, the king whom ye have chosen, and whom ye have desired, behold, the Lord hath set a king over you. If ye will fear the Lord, and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as I was against your fathers. Well, I think that's pretty straightforward, don't you? That's very straightforward. You saw Ammon coming, and you asked me to give you a king. You wanted a man to be king when the Lord your God is your king. But you wanted to look like the world. You wanted to be like the world, so I gave it to you. And you turned to putting your confidence in the flesh. Boy, aren't we there today? We believe we need gimmicks and methods to accomplish God's work. Some think that there are preachers that need to step down because they don't use an overhead or they don't use some kind of a PowerPoint. They don't bring in the music to draw the crowd. And they say, oh my goodness, they're old and the day has passed them up. We need this gimmick. We need this method. We need to do it the way this one said to do it. No, just get in the Word and stay right there. Just get in the Word and do it according to Word and do it in the power of the Spirit. See, usually what all of that is about, we don't want to pay the price of fasting nights of prayer. We don't want to pay the price to those watches in which we stay up seeking God and looking. as a guard would guard the city. And we don't want to pay the price of separation from the world in order to have the Holy Spirit's filling. And so, we look today to accomplish God's work through marketing and whatever other methods are out there so that we don't have to pay a price. Today's society is looking for a feeling instead of a filling of the Holy Spirit. A king could not thunder with his voice as God, nor could he summon such force as the prophet of God did in prayer. Yet we see God's love and mercy. Again, verses 14 and 15 here of this text. If you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your brethren. You see, there was a condition there. The condition of if. Now, in salvation, there are conditions. I'm tired of this rock and rolling and this dancing and drinking and this honoring of TV stars that say, well, I've been born again. But there's no change in their lives. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is clear. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. People complain today, well, yeah, we get people saved and they come in the front door and go out the back. We just don't keep them. It's a failure of our discipleship. Well, I believe that if a person truly gets saved, they're going to stay with it. They're a new creature. They don't have to be begged. Oh, please stay with us. Let's do all these programs. Let's do all this counseling. Let's have all these parties. Acts 3:19 is very clear. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Again, we've taught people to pray and say, Jesus, I'm a sinner, forgive me and come into my heart and save me. And we've taught them how to put their faith in the prayer instead of putting their faith in Christ Jesus. Now, our prayers as Christians should be according to his will, as 1 John 5:14. And when he tells us there that when you pray there, you know, you have fellowship with him, you know that you're a child of God and so forth, and so you obey him, you keep his commandments, and as you do that, you learn that he answers prayer. You're walking in his will, and he reveals needs, and you pray for those needs. In service, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheth me. But it's got to be through Christ. Don't try to serve God in the power of the flesh. But there's an if. If you don't fulfill the condition, they're being told, the kingdom will be lost. Now, we look at verses 16 through 18. Now, therefore, stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I'll call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. Now, this is interesting, because Samuel, you might say, preached up a storm. It doesn't normally rain over there in wheat harvest. But Samuel prayed. And remember verse 2? That gray-headed, washed-up, old preacher that's just not with it, lacks the new methods and ways, just can't do it. He calls down thunder and rain. And the people that know what's best for the church fear and hide. And isn't it interesting? There's that gray-headed old man standing there with the power of God on him, and that king that is handsome and tall and head and shoulders over everybody and strong and just won a great war. He doesn't have that power. The old story's told of Martin Luther. I don't know if it's true or not, but they said Martin Luther was being showed through the Rome there and in St. Peter's and shown all the buildings and all the gold and everything they had there. And the one conducting the tour says, "We can no longer say silver and gold have I none," to which Martin Luther replied, "Yeah, but can you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command thee to take up thy bed and walk?" And no, they really couldn't do that, okay? And so they were in trouble. And so, and the church has gone down even more time after time after time and doesn't even preach a true salvation. They put their salvation trust in a Mary who would be greatly offended that they would use her as a god. Now, Samuel is not defending God or God's word. He's not trying to convince them of God or that his word is preserved. See, he's not up there trying to argue for God's way or God's word as much as he's there to preach God's word and God's way. Okay? Instead of being on the defense, he's on the offense. The word needs to be taught and proclaimed as it is. The Bible doesn't need reworked nor reworded to make it palatable for an unholy group wanting to understand it by man's methods instead of being Holy Spirit taught. And so we go down to verse 19. It says, "And all the people said unto Samuel, Pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." Well, the people repent at Samuel's preaching. And my wife and I were talking about this some time ago, and that's one of the things that she told me about. She says, you know, at repentance, when I got saved, there was a change of heart and will and mind, as well as a change in my life. Well, if it changes on the inside, then it'll change on the outside. That's why we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. If it works on the inside, it'll change the outside of our life. Israel, to this point, has not changed the mind. In mind, they did not see that their desire of a king was sin and it was rebellion against God, although their intentions were good. I don't say that the people in the contemporary movement, the emerging church movement, and all these other movements are not sincere. I'm not even going to say that their intentions are bad. But the Word of God is the measure, not their intentions or their sincerity.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.